So tell us about the program. How does it work and who's involved?
So Voyagers is for rising stars in both government and industry. These are the future leaders in the organizations. We put them together in a learning environment where they can learn how to be great leaders, collaborate, build that trust between industry and the government.
And this is not just a one-day meeting they have, but they meet regularly throughout the year?
That's correct. There's a series of off-site meetings. They are also responsible for playing a large part in the Management of Change Conference that occurs in the spring that ACT-IAC sponsors. And then in addition, during the year, there's a series of breakfasts that the Voyagers themselves set up the interviews for, get the speakers, and they focus on the executive core qualifications, which, as you probably know, are some of the foundations for leadership in the federal government.
And I've seen those pictures at many a conference, too. And the trouble with the pictures is you think all they do is play golf, but that's only the last day of the whole program. Now, how many people have gone through this over the years?
So Voyagers is actually part of a larger group that called the ACT-IAC Fellows, which is both the partners, which is a little bit more senior level group, and then the Voyagers are the little bit younger rising stars. So all in all, there's around 500 folks who have been through the entire program. So it's a fairly significant chunk of the industry that's out there right now.
And do we have any idea of how careers might have fared for those people having graduated from Voyagers?
Oh, well, I can tell you right now at Food and Nutrition, you know, we're very supportive of this program. A number of our young leaders here have actually been through the program. I went through partners myself. The CIO here at Food and Nutrition actually went through the Voyagers program. So it can definitely be a stepping stone to expanding your network, giving you new opportunities within the industry.
We're speaking with Rory Schultz from the Agriculture Department. He is the government chair for the Voyager programs of ACT-IAC. And so how do you choose who gets to participate in this?
All of the applicants submit their resume. There's a short form that they have to fill out, which details their experience as leaders, as collaborators. Collaboration's a big part of this, because one of the things that this program does is it builds a trusted environment between government and industry. It kind of breaks that myth that the government doesn't trust the industry and industry doesn't trust government. And so when the team is looking at the applicants who submit their forms, they're looking for those types of things on it.
And there's been an issue that's occurred in the last couple of years where it looks as if government is trying to hire people out of industry. It used to be government worried about people hiring industry. Let me start over again. This year, the big concern has been government hiring people out of industry. In the past, it's been government worrying about being hired into industry from the government. Has that been a concern at all in this program, either the leadership program or the Voyagers program, where you've got people pretty close proximity from both sides?
Yeah, well, during the program, I mean, there's really a no-sell and a no, you know, it's really a trusted, neutral environment. I mean, relationships that develop further on, I mean, you know, that's part of one of the benefits of this program. I mean, everyone needs to make their own decision on where they want to do and what they in their career. And so if that means at some point in time that some folks from industry are attracted to government, I think that's a great thing, frankly. And then on the flip side, if there are folks in government who can enhance their career by going into industry for a few years and then coming back to the government, again, I think that's a great thing.
Now, as a graduate of one of the programs yourself, what did you learn from industry that might have surprised you or that you never realized from the point of view of government?
You know, I've run IT contracts for a really long time, and it just fascinated me to actually get in and be able to do a little role reversal, which is one of the things that we learn how to do and say, okay, pretend you're in industry. How do you sell to the government? And so I actually, you know, had the experience of now I know why some folks in industry say, you know, why they do certain things during that whole procurement process, which before to me, you know, I would sit back and say, why are they doing this? And, you know, on the flip side, it works the same way with industry. They might say, why would the government release a contract that has this in it? So once you get to that trust zone, you can actually have that frank and open conversation with each other, understand each other, and, you know, who benefits is the American people, because we're going to get better contracts that cost less, that do what they're supposed to do.
Now, for the next upcoming round of Voyager programs, I think we have a deadline coming up for people that want to participate. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's actually today, and you can go to the ACT-IAC website, which is www.actgov.org, and it's right on the front page, and you can actually apply there online.